afternoon, CSU staff. My name is Stanley Jones, and we're back for another podcast for October. With me is Money Mike.
What up?
We're a little short-staffed today on the podcast, but that's cool because that just means more information for us to share between the two of us. Isn't that right, man?
We're going to make it happen.
All right, so let's jump right into it for October. So the Leadership Institute's got a bunch of stuff going on, so I'm going to go ahead and list these out. There's a couple of events, so let's start with this one. Living CSU's Visions and Values. That workshop looks like it'll be on 10-16, so October 16th from 1 to 3, and Leadership Institute 337. And I'll give you the registration address after I go through these. Leadership Institute's also putting on Servant Leadership Model event on November 5th from 10 to 12 p.m. in the Leadership Institute room 331. They also have the Customer Experience coming up on November 13th from 1 to 3 p.m. in Leadership Institute 331. And finally, another Servant Leadership Model event will be held on November 20th from 2 to 4 p.m. in Leadership Institute 331. You can register and get additional info for all these events at csl.columbusstate.edu/essentials. And that is your Leadership Institute update. Those sound like some really good events. So, guys, get out there. We've got some very talented people over in the Leadership Institute that can teach you how to be a better leader. Get over there and enjoy that. Mike, look, what's going on over in Veterans Affairs?
Oh, yeah. So, Veterans Affairs, they have an appreciation lunch. This is going to take place on the 12th of November at the time of 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. That's going to be open in the Student Rec Center. So, hey, one encourage all our veterans, come out and enjoy this lunch.
That's right, man. Get over there and get that lunch in. So that's November 12th, guys. All right, what else? What we got going on now in Oxbow?
Oh, yeah, Oxbow got a couple events going on. We got Halloween. That's going to be on October the 19th. It's going to be from 6 to 9 p.m. So I'll go out there, Oxbow Meadows. You know, no registration is required. Just go out there and have a good time with that.
That sounds fun. Halloween, that's kind of funny. It's not Halloween.
Yeah.
Owling, like,
oh, that's right, man.
So, yeah.
Bring the birds out.
Yeah, that's right. And it says no registration is required, so you can just show up and enjoy the event, so that's pretty cool.
Most definitely.
What else they got going on out there?
Yeah, they got Sensory Saturday. This is going to be on the 26th of October from 9 to 10 a.m. So, hey, go out there and check them out. You know, their website is oxbow.columbusstate.edu. And for the Sensory Saturday, you can do oxbow.columbusstate.edu/sensory-saturday. And you can register at 706-507-8559.
So you do need to register for the Sensory Saturday. You can show up for the Owling. So that's important to distinguish, guys. Okay, let's talk about University Advancement Homecoming. It's homecoming week, yeah.
It's coming.
So it's next week, October 14th through the 18th. So, guys, get ready for some homecoming events and some cool activities going on around campus. That's also the week of the evening at the Bow. Mm-hmm. So basically it's all week long on main campus and at the Bow Bartlett Center. So some of the events going on include the evening at the Bow, obviously, on Thursday, October 17th, which is a celebration of support for student scholarships featuring world-famous art, music, mixology, live artists, and more. And I think they're also going to have fireworks, and they're going to give away that sexy Mercedes been parked out in front of Richards.
It's gonna be nice.
Yeah, y'all get your tickets in for then. The CSU Alumni Association's annual fireworks show will be at Woodruff Park down there at the Bow. The homecoming parade will be on October 18th down on Broadway. That should be fun. Mm-hmm. You know, we always do it up down there. And Cougar Fest, this sounds like it's right up my alley, a craft beer sampling at the Walton Soccer Complex parking lot at 11:30 on October 19th.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm assuming that's like a take on Oktoberfest.
Oh, yeah. We're
calling it Cougar Fest. So if you want to get your drink on, head down to the Walton Soccer Complex at 11:30 on October 19th. Unfortunately, that is a Saturday, so you'll not get to pound beer during the work week.
Yep.
That's unfortunate.
I'm so sorry, guys.
But it still should be fun.
Mm-hmm.
So let's skim through some other important stuff going on. Let's see. One of the big things that we have, guys, is this budget cut town hall is coming up yet again. So the next meeting of that town hall is Thursday, October 31st on main campus, CCT Auditorium, 12:30 to 1:30 p.m. So make sure you get to that. And then there's another one at River Park, Friday, November 1st. Frank Brown Hall, room 1304, from 11 a.m. to 12. So, guys, if you have any concerns about the budget cuts and you want to get an update on what's going on, please plan to attend one of those events.
Most definitely.
Because that's, you know, it's important and affects all of us. Human Resources is launching Pay Factors. For those who don't know what that is, it's kind of a it's a tool where you compare salaries and job descriptions and things like that with other universities and things. So I know that some people have been asked to review your job description. I suggest you do that highly.
Most definitely.
Because not only if you don't know what it is, it may not even exist, as I've found out in some cases. So please make sure you talk to your supervisor. And if you are the supervisor, talk to HR. Make sure everybody's got a job description, because that's the only way they can compare and contrast what's going on here, is if they have an accurate, you know, description of what you do. So make sure you do that. It basically says HR may have a recent copy of your job description on file. If you would like that, email them, obviously, or call them at 706-507-8920. So y'all please get on that. Let's see what's going on. Meet the candidates. So it looks like we got position for Director of Academic Center for Tutoring. We'll be interviewing today and tomorrow. So that's today, the Tuesday, and tomorrow, Wednesday, the 8th and 9th. So if you want to come check that out, there's a couple people interviewing for that on campus, main campus library, from 10 to 11:15, and then obviously tomorrow. Let's see what's going on. Anything else? Oh, the annual benefits fair, guys. So make sure you make it to that. That's Thursday, October 10th, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's all day. That's all our benefits, vendors, and all that stuff. So make sure that you get to that, because that's very important. What else we got? Anything else, Mike?
I want to make an announcement about bowling. Hey, guys. So look. Come roll with us. We're still soliciting on some people to come out and bowl with us. I would love to have about 4 more people that would complete 2 teams that we got that we need to shore up. We're having a great time out on Tuesdays.
It's fun.
It is, man. We're having a good time. People are learning how to bowl. We're having a great time. We fellowship one another. No, man, we're just having a great time. We want you to come out and enjoy it with us. Come on, let's grow this bowling league.
Yeah, for real. It really is a lot of fun. We, you know, I'm on a team out there, and I'm learning a lot. My score is actually going up, surprisingly.
Yeah.
So
I told you, man, a lot of people can't be that gutter expert like me, man. I could put it in the gutter real good.
Oh, yeah. Mine tends to be I hit it where it looks like it should be a strike, and then there's like 5 pins laying. I don't know what that's about. But
you know what? You keep bowling, you're going to learn. So that's just it, guys. I guarantee you come out here, you're going to have a good time, and you're going to learn how to bowl. Hey, we'll help you do it. We need to give you some tips, and we're going to have a good time while we're doing it. Come out and enjoy and get to know the other faculty staff that's out here at Columbus State.
Oh, it's so much fun. Oh, it really is a lot of fun. So come out and join the CSU Bowling Leagues. We meet on Tuesdays at 7
p.m.
at Bolero.
That's right. That's on Bradley Park Drive.
That's right. Not too late to join, so please join us. So last week our question of the week to ponder was, does exercising late in the day keep you up at night? Well, you know, that's always been the kind of consensus is, hey, don't do anything strenuous before bed because, hey, you're not going to be able to sleep. But a new study, this is from Harvard, .edu, published on October 29, 2018, suggests that you can exercise in the evening as long as you avoid vigorous activity for at least 1 hour before bedtime. So it's technically a myth. If you get home at like 7 and you go to bed at 9, you get that workout in from 7 to 8, you should be fine.
Good
so. Do not use bedtime as an excuse not to work out. Just make sure you leave yourself an hour so you can kind of chill.
Does bowling count?
Bowling does. I don't know if bowling is strenuous. I don't know. Bowling's kind of a leisure sport for me. I think it's great. It does count as arm day, kind of. But I think you're safe.
I don't know. We can do some bowling, yoga or something. Exercise with the bowling ball.
Yeah, I mean, why not? Just medicine ball, the bowling ball. It sounds like a bad, terrible idea.
Right.
So let's see. We need a new question to ponder for the next month. So that's going to be – so the question to ponder for the month is, since the Braves are in the playoffs and, God willing, are going to make it to the National League Championship Series, when we're at ball games, why do we sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game when we're already there?
Hmm.
I mean, that seems kind of interesting. You know, everybody gets up in the seventh inning and sings Take Me Out to the Ball Game, but you're already at the ball game. And also, as somebody mentioned earlier, why do we call them stands when we sit the whole time? So there's some good baseball questions there. So let's tell me what you think. Email me at staffpod@columbusstate.edu. At Gmail, Columbus State. No, that's right. Staffpod@columbusstate.edu. And let me know, why do we sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game when we're already there? It doesn't make any sense. What do you think, Mike?
Yeah. don't know, man. It's crazy.
It don't make no sense, does it?
Man. You know what? The stands thing, yeah. You know what? I'm not sitting down in the stands anymore. I'm going to stand up.
Exactly. You just stand up the whole time because they're stands. Man. They're not seats. They're stands.
Yeah.
All right, guys. That's going to do it for a very action-packed October. I'm Stanley Jones.
And I'm Mike Stewart.
Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next month.
Peace.